Kia ora e hoa. Today we are going to have a quick podcast episode, but today I just wanted to do a bit of a pep talk with you guys. I wanted to talk about something that's so easy to forget. Progress with money doesn't always look like you think it does. So often we imagine progress as big flashy wins, things like landing a higher paying job, paying off every debt in one swoop, investing in something huge and exciting, or finally having it all together. And when our reality doesn't match that image, it's easy to feel like we're failing. But here's the truth. Real financial progress is quiet. It's steady and often invisible to everyone else, including you. It's setting up a small budget, then actually sticking to it. Saving 20 bucks a week, 50 bucks a week without feeling deprived. Saying no to things you could afford but don't need right now. Dollar cost averaging into the stock market. Checking in on your finances instead of avoiding them. Paying those bills that are lying on the kitchen table that you've been avoiding. Asking questions, learning, getting curious about what you don't know. Literally listening to this podcast episode is a win. Progress is about showing up consistently even when it feels small or boring, and it's not always linear. Some weeks you're going to feel like you're having so many setbacks, and I've had so many messages of people saying, oh my gosh, I had to dip into my emergency fund and I'm just really, you know, upset about this. And it's like, girl, that's just life. Sometimes things like that happen. You're going to spend more than you planned, or an unexpected bill is going to show up, and that's normal. It's human. And that's why we're here, to grow, to learn, to evolve. There's one thing that I just wanted to share with you, and that's that those little moments, the decision to save, to pause, to plan, to ask questions, to listen and learn, to be here and listen to this podcast episode, they add up over time. That's how real financial comfort is built. Not overnight, not with luck, but with repeated and deliberate action. I want to give you some quick examples. Maybe this week you decided to cook at home instead of ordering takeaways. That saved 40 bucks. That's progress. Maybe you opened up a small investment account and you're contributing 20 bucks a week. That's progress. Maybe you increased your KiwiSaver contributions from nothing to something. Maybe you told a friend or a family member that you can't lend them money right now, even though it was so difficult. That's progress. Every single time you make a choice that puts your future financial well-being first, you're winning. And here's another important piece. Progress isn't perfection. You don't have to be perfect. And quite frankly, you wouldn't be human if you were perfect. I'm the first one to admit that I'm not perfect. I make mistakes all the time. And each and every time, I try and learn from them. I don't have it all figured out, and you don't need to either. We're on this path of life, and you just need to keep showing up, keep learning, keep building habits that matter, keep on investing in yourself, keep on learning new things, keep on showing up. If you feel like you haven't made it yet, I want you to hear this. This is what progress actually looks like. It's not glamorous. It's not always obvious. But it works, it adds up, and over time it compounds into the financial confidence, freedom, and stability that so many people are chasing. Now I want you to think about those people in your life who you've seen just kind of pop up into success. It looks like they've just automatically become successful. I can think of so many business owners off the top of my head where previously I thought, why is it so easy for you? You look like you've just literally just woken up one day and then all of a sudden you have this fantastic business and you're making so much money and your life is just so successful and you can buy the things you want to buy and it just like literally looks like it's just happened. The thing is that you wouldn't have seen that person succeeding if it weren't for the countless times that they showed up without any results, without anyone seeing what they were doing, without anyone buying anything at their business, without anyone, you know, supporting them, without anyone helping them, without anyone showing up for them, without anyone buying, without anyone celebrating them. They kept on going and they kept on pushing and they pushed harder when they weren't getting any results. No one is an overnight success. I don't know anyone who is truly, like, there are people who maybe they've just hit gold, and I can think of some people on social media who they just started and their platforms have just grown overnight, and they literally, it was like they became an overnight sensation. There are people who do that, but for the majority of people, it takes hard work, it takes slogging your guts out, it takes pushing when you do not want to. It takes showing up when no one is listening. It takes showing up when no one is celebrating you. It takes showing up when no one gives a crap about what you're doing. And I'm thinking about when I started Māori Millionaire and I had real people in my real life laughing at the content I was making, mocking me, bullying me, you know, not saying nice things about what I was doing. I had started creating content and there was like literally 2 likes and it was of my, you know, myself, and I used to go on my ex-partner's account and like my own content. You know, it's like, those are the moments that nobody sees because literally no one was seeing it. You aren't gonna see all of those hard moments behind the scenes a lot of the time. And so I just wanted to remind you that if you feel like you haven't made it yet, this is what it looks like to make it. It's not glamorous. It's not obvious. It works. It adds up. Over time, it's going to compound into the results in the life that you're wanting to live. It's not about luck. It's not about extreme sacrifice or being perfect. It's about being consistent, intentional with your actions, with your thoughts, with your behaviors, with who you're surrounding yourself by, even when no one is watching. I want you to keep showing up. I want you to keep making those small, steady choices because you're actually doing so much better than you think that you are. I'm going to see you all again tomorrow because I am recording 30 podcast episodes over January as part of my mission to grow this podcast. I want this to be one of the best podcasts available, and I want to create video podcast episodes. I am setting up my studio soon. And so I just really want to just start this year off by creating so much value for you guys. So I would be so grateful if you could share this to a friend, if you could share it on your story. Literally anything counts. I would be so grateful for that. I hope you guys enjoyed this pep talk. So make sure you remember that you are literally doing amazing and I'm so proud of you. I am celebrating you. I am celebrating those successes that nobody sees. Those hard days that you're pushing through that nobody sees, I am celebrating you and I am proud of you. I'll see you guys all tomorrow. Ka kite!